Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm not against Kirk Cousins. It's not about that. I just don't care. If you get him, great. If not, I shouldn't even say great. If you get him, meh. If you don't get him, meh. I don't care. I don't care. I had a lot of people over the last couple of days, what do you do? You don't want the best possibility they can get? I don't think he's going to make a tremendous difference. However, can I throw some out at you? Can I throw a theory at you and you can throw it right back? I want to play this Albert Breer audio, and I want to throw this audio. I want to throw this theory at you because I'm not sure how you're going to take it, but it's a pretty wild one. And if you don't like it, you might want to make sure I never say it again. But here's Albert Breer on the expectations on if Kirk Cousins lands in Cleveland. This is from yesterday on The Fan.
I think he's got an ability to at least get you to level ground at the position. And I think that'd be what you're looking to do, right? Like, can you get yourself into a spot where you can compete against Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson in the division? Maybe Aaron Rodgers too, right? We'll see. So, you know, just as far as that goes, I think, you know, it gives you a fighting chance. And then, you know, I think as long as you can stay healthy, it probably brings some stability to a group of skill players who haven't had much. You're going to be able to give them something that, you know, they haven't had for a while. So, you know, if the goal is to kind of, you know, kick the can down the road and not overcommit a quarterback because you don't think that there's one available that you want to go all in this year's draft at the second overall pick, well, then you can get Kirk Cousins. Then maybe you roll the dice with a quarterback there on day two somewhere.
That was Albert Breer talking about Kirk Cousins. He made me think of something yesterday as I was getting ready to leave Fox 8. I heard a segment by my friend Sean Marash over at WFAN. I'm not going to play that here. I want to play that for Nathan coming up at 9 because it is a very unfair piece of audio about Jameis Winston. And Jameis wrote a great letter to the city of Cleveland in his goodbye yesterday on social media. And he mentions the game against Pittsburgh and the snow and everything. And I go, wait a minute. And if you guys don't like this, turn on your mics and call me stupid. Could that game, well, you'll call me stupid just because, so, but hear me out. Could that game tell me who the real rest of the Browns actually are? It was the last game you won of the season?
The Pittsburgh snow game?
Yes. Yeah. Last game you won of the season. The weather was so bad, the quarterback was inconsequential. Both quarterbacks were very, very bad, if anything. They couldn't provide anything for the football team. And our whole conversation has been, well, what if we got the quarterback? What if we got the quarterback? What have I said? If we want to compete, don't we have to eliminate turnovers to be able to run the football again? So if I'm playing a 10-on-11 game, which it basically became for both teams, Pittsburgh, hey, they're nothing to write home about. I'm not saying that Cleveland becomes, with a proper quarterback, who can at least eliminate some turnovers, even though he led the league in interceptions last year, Kirk Cousins. But a guy who can eliminate some turnovers there and run your offense with efficiency. I'm not pointing out that they are a Super Bowl-bound team. No, 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 no. But they're certainly a hell of a lot better than 3 wins and maybe approaches a wild card if they're able to beat a team like Pittsburgh. Is that so crazy to think? Am I a crazy person? 216-474-0092. Could that game, in the bad weather, because you took out the quarterback for both teams, could that have been the actual litmus test of who the real Browns can be? Still not that great, but certainly not this bad.
Well, I don't, you guys brought this up last week too, I think.
Did we?
About the win totals, and can they win six or seven games or five games or three games? I think there's a point with Kirk Cousins, especially at quarterback, that if you've got, there was a line drawn last year on when they decided they're going to tank out the rest of the season, and maybe they're not tanking it per se, but they've got to improve their draft positioning.
Yes.
And at some point, they decided they were not trying to get wins anymore. They had to go get a better draft pick, and they ended up with number two. And that came the next week against Denver. When Jameis threw those three picks, two pick sixes, three picks, that was when they said, okay, it's not worth it anymore.
You are so right. Yes.
I think there's the same point because it's Kirk Cousins and because he's a veteran and you know he's not the future. If you bring him in and you go, you're 3-6, you go, well, it's not worth it anymore.
Well,
3-7.
Maybe. So you're telling me I have a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. See? I think there's a total point.
Thank you. Am I stupid? 216-474-0092.
I'm telling you're stupid,
right.
Though.
Well, in a lot of things, I kind of am, and I'll shoot my mouth off. But you're not saying I'm dumb on this. You put it in a 10-on-11 scenario because you couldn't really throw the ball in the third through three quarters of that game. So you take out both quarterbacks. Well, if I can't really throw the ball that much, I can't really turn the ball over that too terribly much. So I take him out of it. He had fun. He was doing snow angels, whatever. They were able to put together a drive. They were able to win that game. And I'm thinking, my God, okay, at that point, they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games left. Like, I didn't think they were going to be 3-14. I didn't think they were still going to be very good, but I didn't think they were going to be 3-14.
That was the game where they said, we don't know that Jameis isn't the guy yet. Next week in Denver, they found out, no, he was still young enough that you could have re-signed him maybe and went to the future
with
him.
He's right. He's right.
They found out in Denver, no, that's
not. He's right. He's exactly right.
He can't be the future.
The weather, I think, in that game.
That'll be the same thing with Kirk Cousins.
Might have showed you who the real Cleveland Browns are. Now, you have to make a decision for yourselves as fans. Do you or do you not believe that that would be the right way to go? Because say you do get a Kirk Cousins, and you're going to get a quarterback out of the draft. Well, I mean, we have sat here and argued day in and day out about where to take him. I'm not trying to have that argument right now. You're going to get a quarterback somewhere in the draft. But if you got Kirk Cousins and you can go, listen, we're not going to be throwing the ball like crazy. You're back in my offense here. This is what we're going to do. Maybe you get Caleb Johnson out of the draft. Maybe you get another. Maybe you bring back Nick, please. Maybe you're going to have four guys probably in your running back room at some point. You're going to get another tight end. So you get these guys. You try to push them forward. See what type of offense that you can run. Maybe I see a better version.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
...of the Cleveland Browns. Then you have to ask yourself, is that worth it? Because
right.
I think a lot of people are punting on this draft, and they are fine with not being good next year because it will relieve them of Andrew Berry, Stefanski, DeBodesta's the Wizard of Oz, so he's not going anywhere. I can't pin him down. You have Kaiser Soze out there in San Diego, so you don't know where he's going to go. But you have those two guys who will leave the fans who have no trust of those. They're gone. You'll bring in new people, and then you'll get a high draft pick for a quarterback that you probably like better than this class.
Kenny, the thing that I'm nervous about with Cousins is, if you look, he's never been a huge, huge interception guy. It happened last year. What changed last year?
I think the offense a little bit, probably. I think that the pressure on him to perform maybe a little bit. I think that he was probably uncomfortable. I think he tried to play through an injury. That led him. I mean, when you try to play through it, the same thing, there are guys who are great big Zeuses of individuals. And depending on the injury they have, they can still just go through it. I mean, let's look at Mahomes for crying out loud. That's what separates him from the best, because he's a cut above even the best. That Patrick Mahomes has played through an injury each of the last like 5 years by the end of the year, a significant injury that might keep guys out. He's still able to perform at a high level. We remember back in 2021, Baker's shoulder was shot. He needs his whole body. Maybe Kirk, who's not the athlete of Mahomes or Allen or somebody else, maybe you need more of your body. It is a shoulder injury,
that's
for crying
what I mean.
Out loud. Maybe they didn't put him in the best position. I mean, I'm talking myself into it now.
Well,
but asked me reasons. I'm trying to give you some reasons.
I think we'd be talking ourselves into whoever they end
I
up
I tried
with.
To talk Kenny myself Pickett. Into Kenny Pickett.
So is it that it is the injury or is his arm just shot? Because the highlights of him not being able to make basic NFL throws, that just popped up this year. Now, if you're saying it's just because of the injury, the question is,
is he going to be healed enough from the injury to make basic NFL throws again?
A lot of guys, their careers forever change.
Well, maybe that's why he was in Cleveland. I'm not sure. I'm trying to find. I watched that game. I read that letter from Jameis Winston, and I'm going, because I think a lot of people were. I thought in my mind that we're going to get calls tomorrow or people reading that tomorrow going, why didn't we just bring Jameis back? If we're going to be bad, we might as well be entertained.
It's like we were talking about Flacco before.
Yeah, why didn't we just bring... But I think there was a lot of people going, why aren't you guys talking about Jameis? Why didn't we just bring Jameis back? And I'm going, well, my first answer is always the turnovers. They got to do what they can to eliminate turnovers, which both those guys turn the ball over. You have to do what you can to eliminate those, because that's why you lost a bunch of games. Turnovers are just a killer in so many ways. And if you don't have a quarterback that is Mahomes or Allen or the guys we always talk about, they're not good enough to get over the turnover, so you don't want to take those chances. If I have Cousins, then does the rest of my team look more like the ground pounders that we've had in the past that are able to push the ball forward, get 5 yards a carry, get 4.5 yards a carry even without Nick Chubb, be able to keep a defense honest, get me the 2 possessions in the fourth quarter and win a game on the margins like they did in 2020, like they did in 2023, save some of Joe Flacco's interceptions. And a couple of teams they played, yeah, I know that they weren't very good at the end of the year and maybe they were getting ready to get blown out. There is a possibility of that truth. But did I see who the Browns could really be? The real Cleveland Browns in that game, they are not an AFC championship team. Are they a borderline playoff team? Maybe, because Pittsburgh's a borderline up or down playoff team at that moment. And right now they are. So if I'm able to beat them in that setting, maybe that game exposed to me, okay, they're not going to be world beaters, but this is certainly a much better team than what they showed towards the end of the year. We were all down. We're all upset. We're all mad about how this has gone. But maybe that's the real deal of what I have right there, which is not too bad, which will give you some hope.
Well, I do feel like there is at least a better chance if maybe he is actually healthy. Maybe it was all the shoulder situation last year. I do think there would be a chance that some things could come together where they could get off to a good start and then it changes the complexion of their year. I don't think that's the case with like Carson Wentz. I think if they went and got Carson Wentz, they would just be bad. I think if Kenny Pickett starts at the beginning of the year, I do think there is a chance for an all-time bad Brown season.
Wentz gives me nothing. Kenny Pickett, I can go, well, he's still young and we'll see him in a better offense. I'm talking myself into it.
I get it. Because he just hasn't started enough games for you to truly close the book on him, you always have some hope over a guy who was drafted in the first round. But I don't have a huge confidence with any of that. So that's why with Cousins, I can, for the first time, I've always, since we've been talking about Kirk Cousins, you've seen me hemming and hawing and rolling my eyes. But I will say there is a chance. There is a chance that he's healthy again, and he can look somewhat like Kirk Cousins from a few years ago, which means you could win some football games. You absolutely could win football games with that. Would I bet any amount of money on it? No, I'm not.
Is that good for this team, though?
Well, that's up to the fan. Because you would win just enough games to not get a high draft pick and to keep Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry employed.
Well, it's only good for one guy, and that's Andrew Berry. I don't even know that it's Kevin's a factor in it.
So then you have to ask yourself if Kirk Cousins is worth it to you. Waiting on an answer out there.
It's brutally tough because it's almost impossible for me to see a Browns team with Kirk Cousins getting in the playoff scenario, getting past Buffalo, Kansas City, but that's going to be the case with almost everybody.
Dane's a local.
That's a hard part of this.
I know Dane's national. He's from The Athletic. He's a big-time national guy. That's why we're excited to have him on next. But he is a local guy, and I know he's a draft guy, so I think I'm going to know his answer to the question. I want to know if it's worth it to him for a franchise to be 9-8 or 10-7 this coming year. Because that would be, I think, the absolute ceiling for Kirk Cousins. 216-474-0092.